Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams. Our top story, the NBA is postponing tomorrow night's game between the Lakers and Clippers. In a statement, the league says this is out of respect for the Lakers organization, which is deeply grieving the death of Kobe Bryant, his daughter, and the seven others that were in the helicopter that crashed in Calabasas. The game will be rescheduled at a later date.
Now, the investigation. The FAA and the National Transportation Safety Board launching their probe into the crash that was yesterday morning. We have in-depth team coverage.
A special response team from the LA County Coroner's Office was on the hillside early this morning, recovering the remains of the victims. Some were retrieved on Sunday, just hours after the crash. As the federal investigation ramps up, residents who live in the condos nearby are still trying to come to grips with all of this.
A little surreal, realizing that nine people lost their lives when I heard that boom, so it was sad.
There were reports the helicopter crashed at a high rate of speed, but one man who heard the chopper but couldn't actually see it in the fog said he thought the pilot was just kind of hovering.
I thought he was creeping, maybe 20 knots. Not 160 knots.
Meantime, there is a makeshift memorial on the sidewalk here near the scene. An Italian woman who now lives in Southern California says she just had to make the trek to drop some flowers here and pay respects to Kobe Bryant, who actually grew up in Italy.
For now, the feeling that I heard from Italy is really incredible loss.
As people mourn, investigators will be trying to piece together the clues that point to the cause of the crash. In Calabasas, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
One of the victims of the helicopter crash in Calabasas was the longtime head baseball coach for Orange Coast College, who is remembered as a mentor and an overall good guy.
For the past 27 seasons, John Altobelli guided the men's baseball team here to more than 700 wins and four state championships. Jason Kaler is the school's athletic director.
John was an amazing man. He was a great friend, a great colleague, but more than all that, he was an amazing coach.
He says Altobelli expected the best out of his student athletes, but also cared for them and wanted to make sure they had the best opportunities.
He took just as much pride in winning as he did as getting the young men scholarships to the next level and teaching them how to be a good young man. He was just an amazing overall person.
Michael Rylick played for Altobelli for about a year and a half.
Since the first time I stepped into his office, like on my visit when I was a senior in high school, he just was one of the only coaches I knew that was like willing to give me a chance.
The beloved coach, his wife, and one of their two daughters perished in the crash. Grief counselors will be on hand at the school as long as they're needed. At Orange Coast College, Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The OCC Pirates assistant head coach, Nate Johnson, will take over as coach, at least for now. He tells KNX in depth that John Altobelli treated all the players like they were his sons, had a deep respect for them.
He was a huge example to me because he taught me how to do it the right way and taught me how to coach the right way. And I know there's other coaches that have come through this program and are with this program now that feel exactly the same way. And he's impacted so many lives.
Johnson says Altobelli's wife and daughter, who died in the crash, were at all the team's games. He called them the first family of OCC baseball.
And fans across L.A. are mourning the sudden and shocking death of the Lakers star Kobe Bryant.
Everywhere you look here in downtown Los Angeles, people sporting Lakers jerseys. And in the courtyard here of L.A. Live, which is in the shadow of Staples Center, it's become this impromptu memorial celebrating the life of Kobe Bryant.
Icon right there, you know, growing up in L.A., Laker fan for life, you know, just really sad, him and his daughter, you know. Those 20 years he gave us was gold, you know? So he's truly going to be missed.
A lot of heartbreak, you know, just hurt. Shocking news. And I woke up this yesterday morning and heard what happened, and I just couldn't believe it. I still can't believe it.
Here in the LA Live courtyard, there are countless mementos celebrating, honoring the life of Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant jerseys, there are cards, there are messages, there are flowers, and candles. In downtown LA, Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
LA Mayor Garcetti says Bryant will be remembered as one of LA's greatest heroes, was someone who transcended sports. He tells KNX he's been in touch with the Lakers to talk about a commemoration of Kobe's life, a permanent memorial.
He became kind of this almost spiritual leader of this town for these two decades, and he was just beginning his next chapter so fearlessly. So we will absolutely be in close touch with the family and the Lakers about the best way, as well as the Lakers Nation. And, you know, as a lifelong member myself, this really cuts the core of who we are.
He says he got to be friends with Kobe, works together on LA City projects for foster kids and the homeless.
In Newport Beach, residents are mourning not only for Kobe Bryant and his daughter, but for five other community members whose families and friends have been devastated.
300 people took part in an impromptu vigil last night. Today, the impact of the loss is being felt even more keenly. Will Smith is the mayor of Newport Beach.
We lost seven residents and a valued member of the coaching staff at Harbor Day Elementary School. It is a devastating time in Newport Beach.
Smith, who knew Kobe Bryant fairly well, said he was a very special person. There was no sense of celebrity about him. He was a member of the community who thanked the first responders and was genuine in his concern for people. All through the day, he's been on the phone talking with residents, wondering if there'll be any kind of a permanent memorial set up in the city for those who lost their lives in the crash. That may come to pass. For now, it's enough that the city has wrapped its arms around those families, offering them the support they need at this time of crisis. I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Kobe was particularly embraced by many in the Latino community.
Kobe's wife, Vanessa, is Mexican-American. He even learned to speak Spanish. Here's Kobe answering questions from Spanish-language reporters.
And I think that's really important when we think about, you know, the Lakers being one of the first NBA teams to broadcast in Spanish. So I think he came, you know, at a very strategic time, the LA sports scene.
Jose Alamillo is a Chicano studies professor at Cal State Channel Islands.
In basketball, we don't really see the same kind of Latino representation. So we're yearning and looking for anybody that can be sort of the honorary Latino, so to speak. And I think that Kobe really embodied that.
Kobe once said that when he came to LA, Latino fans embraced him the most. And they mean everything to him. Emily Valdez, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Now, Kobe was a regular at a Mexican food restaurant in Fullerton. El Camino Real general manager Rodolfo Garcia tells KNX, Bryant was a great customer and very humble.
He liked the place because when he was eating, nobody bothered him. After even people asked him for the autograph, they said, okay, let me eat. After I eat, I will give you an autograph. And also one thing I got to tell you, one day he came out, he said, you know what, I want to get treated as a customer, not as a star. He said, I want to be online or in my food like a regular customer.
He says Bryant was always nice and treated the staff great. Garcia says he and the other workers are very sad. He says the mood there has been somber since news of the helicopter crash.
His legacy extends beyond the basketball court. Kobe was able to leverage his sports stardom into growing global business ventures.
Well, I think his popularity worldwide rivals those of major international soccer stars, Ronaldo and Messi and others that have had just an incredible exposure on a global stage. And Kobe certainly had that. He had not just the exposure, but also led him to have great access for everything else that he wanted to accomplish in his career.
Sports business professor David Carter at USC tells KNX Bryant's desire to learn about business and finance was key to building his global brand. Current athletes, he says, can learn from that.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.